Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi. Wa namadahu wa nasta'anahu wa nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Nashhadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluh. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. In the name of Allah, the Merciful and the Bestower of all Mercy, truly praises for Allah, and we praise Him, and we seek His help, and we seek His forgiveness, and we put our trust in Him, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evils of ourselves and our own wrong actions. And whoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray, and whoever He leads astray, there is no one to guide him. We bear witness that there is no deity but Allah, one without a partner, and we bear witness that Muhammad is His worshipper and messenger. Blessings of Allah and peace be upon him and his family and companions. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المبين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتوا إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبثها منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء وتقول الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Allah, praise be Him Most High, said in the prayer book, O you who have attained to faith, fear Allah as He should be feared, and do not die save that you are as Muslims. And, O people, fear that your Lord hath created you from oneself. From it its mate, and from the twain spread out a multitude of men and women. Fear Allah in your claim over one another, and toward the wombs from which you have come. Truly Allah is the watcher over you. Alhamdulillahi ladhi ja'ala yawman ajumati sayyidin a'ayna miwun abudu wa nasta'anu wa lalhi lahi iyaha wa huwa ladhi farad al-salata wa salata wa jumati bi kalihi ta'Allah. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة ومن يعود للجمعة فصلوا ذكر الله وذروا البيع المؤمنون المخلصين هم الذين آمنوا وتأمنوا وقلوبكم ذكر الله على بذكر يتأمن القلوب. Praise be to Allah, may the day of congregation be the best of days. We do not worship and we do not seek the aid of other than He who made the congregational worship obligatory for us as witness in the saying by the Most High, O you who have attained to faith, if you hear the call for the Salah on the day of congregation, make haste to the remembrance of Allah and leave your work, your trading. The sincere believers are those who have believed and whose hearts do find rest in the remembrance of Allah, for truly in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides us with the following ayah to frame our khutbah today. He says, Ya ayyuha al-ladina. I'm sorry. He says, Fakim al-salata wa ta'u al-zakat wa ta'simu billah. Huwa ma'ulakum fa'inna ma'ula niman nasir. This says, so establish the salat and pay zakat and hold fast to Allah, He is your protector, and excellent as He is the protector, as the protector, and excellent as He is the helper. And Allah also, Surah Al-Hajj, part of Surah Ayat 78, in Surah Al-Anakbut, the last ayat in that, وَالَّذِينَ جَهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ Subulana, wa inna lillahi la ma'al muksinin. And for those who strive for us, we shall surely guide them to our way, and surely Allah is with those who excel in doing good. And again, in Surah Al-Ahzab, he tells us, لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة وكان يرجو لله وَيَوْمَ لِلْأَخِرَ وَذَخِرَ لِلَهَا وَكَثِيرًا. He says, truly, in the Messenger of Allah, you have an excellent example for the one who hopes for Allah on the final day and who remembers Allah abundantly. You know, Allah tells us what has to be done and how to do things in the Quran. And the subject of understanding this really resides back in what we were speaking about last night, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we're reflecting on the subject of heart and of love. Because the subject of the heart is really a subject of how to build the kind of nobility and character that we're enjoying to build as Muslims. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that when we strive for good character, that we get guidance from Him. And the basis of what we've been talking about over the last few about striving to be good and about the heart and to understand the methodology, the process, and the value of that process allows me perhaps today to review a few things for us strictly in the terms of Islam. Because what we've been talking about in this khuluq, the good nature of human being, is that it doesn't mean just the temperament and the disposition, but it means how we go about to develop a character. Good character. And if we're going to be on this Siratul Suluk, this journey through the seven stages of awakening, if we want to be near to Allah, if we want to understand those attributes of Allah, the reality of forgiveness and rahmat and rahim, and we have to truly begin to understand what the correct standard for a spiritual life is. And a person who does all their prayers and can recite Quran but doesn't have a good demeanor, a good nature, is not necessarily, you know, we can't say they're not a good person, but this is not necessarily the standard that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for. Someone asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who of course was the best Muslim, he said himself, that who is the best Muslim? And you know, who makes a good Muslim? And he said, the one who is better in conduct or in nature. And so it has to do with not just what we are, but how we act, how we manifest that. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as I recited for you, you stand on, I didn't recite this one, he said, you stand on an exalted podium, if you will, of character. And as I did recite to you, in the Messenger of Allah, you have a good example for him who hopes for God on the last and remembers Allah much. And this is, so we get a picture, if we allow ourselves, we get a picture in our mind of what it means to have good character and good nature. And there are many examples that are given. The good character that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about goes back to what we mean by having a sound heart. He tells us. In another surah, he tells us, nothing will avail you on the day of awakening, not your wealth, not your children, but those who come to Allah with a sound heart. Well, there's not going to be two different standards. It's not good character or a sound heart. It's not going to be a sound heart or good character. It's going to be that a sound heart is good character, and a person with good character has a sound heart. What is a sound heart? A sound heart is a heart that's talked about in every religion, in every tradition, really. And you may remember from previous talks and discourses that even in the Chinese, the ideogram for thought, love, virtue, and spirit is the same one as it is for heart. So there it is captured in one ideogram in the Chinese language. And we say, as human beings, I love you with all my heart. I love you from the core of my heart. I love you from the depth of my heart. And the coil of batin, we refer to it in Sufism, the innermost core of the heart. This seed that is at the core of the heart, this hub, that creates hub at the core of our heart, is the most important thing. The most important point that we spoke about last night, I think, is about the heart and love and how it acts. But we also remember that sometimes, you know, we have heart disease. Some of us are inclined to that. Even Allah in this whole system says, you know, you can look at it that people have inclinations toward things. The Hindus call it karma, you know. You have inclinations toward things and that you have to overcome in life. We know that as Muslims. In our qadr, in our destiny. So, you know, so too, Allah repeats that phenomena for us and says, look, see, some people are inclined genetically toward heart disease. It's reflective. You know, and today we're talking about heart disease. We're not going to talk about brain disease because then we'll all be in trouble. So, you know, what is heart disease? Well, you know, we can say heart disease is a hard heart or a cold-hearted person or you know, you have examples. You have examples, you know, every day of people with hard hearts and cold hearts, you know, like Vice President Cheney. I didn't say that. Somebody using me as a ventriloquist, you know, as a dummy. As a dummy. But you do. You have people, good examples of people. People whose hearts don't contain the inclination toward truth. Like Vice President Cheney. Stop doing that. I try to put it in sound bites that can be edited out. So. Karima, you have my life in your hands. But truly, there are people like that. As you look and you say, how can they possibly say what they're saying? How can they do what they do? Don't they feel anything for humanity? They have cold hearts. They don't allow the truth. They don't allow the compassion, the love to guide them. Of course, for us, this is a very strange thing. This person has a diseased heart. They might even be the kind of person that has to have multiple heart surgeries, not you. Of course, you could blame it, I guess, if you had a heart replacement on the person who had the heart previously. But really, these analogies are not, shouldn't be wasted. And we should research the references to the heart. It's very important to read what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the different faces of the heart and the different places in the heart. Just in Quran. And we remember also that the Quran defines three types of people. The mu'minun, the believers. The khafirun, the disbelievers. And the munafiqun, the hypocrites. And we remember also that the mu'minun are the people whose hearts are alive and who are strong. That's where Allah says, I make my home. My home. You will look for me in the hearts of the believers. And the kafirun are the people whose hearts are covered. Kuf, we spoke last night. Sealed. And the munafiqun are the people who are misled because their hearts are diseased. But it's not accidental that these things come about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us example in our faces always of what we're concerned about. He tells us in their hearts is a disease and they were increased in their desire. And when their hearts deviated, Allah made their hearts deviate further. And when we turn away from the truth from the moment when we are, from that moment when I could show compassion, but I don't show compassion, from our good nature, when we could be good natured to our bad natured side, when we turn away from our joy to our anger, from our contentment to our desires and our discontentment, from our satisfaction with what we have been given to our wants and our desires, these are signs of deviation. And we know that they withdraw them what? They compound. And we wake up in the morning and we want something. By the end of the day, we feel we have nothing if we don't get what we want. And if we wake up in the morning, we feel we have nothing. By the end of the day, we feel that Allah has provided everything for us. We wake up in the morning poor. At the end of every day, you're rich. If you wake up in the morning rich, all you want is more. These are ill elements of the heart. I mean, materially. And this Shirat al-Mustaqim, this path we're on, this hopefully straight path, is, as I've said so many times, an active day-to-day, moment-to-moment process in life. The heart is dynamic, and I want to remind you, you know, that it's filled with miracles. The heart itself is a miracle. It pumps about 100,000 times a day, pumping 2 gallons a minute, 100 gallons an hour, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You do the math. And that's that little thing that's going pop, 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 in your chest. And what is it delivering? It's delivering, you know, a beautiful example of sustainability, you know, and renewable resource. Huh? It's delivering a precious commodity that it renews every beat, purifies and renews, and it travels equivalent of 60,000 miles or 2.5 times the circumference of the earth. Daily. And the heart, we know, is beating before the brain is formed without any central nervous system to control it. So, it's not the mind that thinks first or that controls or gives orders or sustains life. It is the heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created our hearts to be the dominant, initiating, self-initiating communication tool in our body. And where did he put it? At the end of our finger? Where it could get hurt easily? No, we put it in our chest. We can get hurt easily from other things, but not physically hurt. And he says, they have hearts that they are not able to understand with. That they are not able to understand with. Not that you're not able to understand your heart, but you don't know how to use your heart to understand everything. Huh? With. See what one word can do to a sentence? The center of human consciousness is the heart, and there are over 40,000 neurons in the heart. There is a communication that's always going on. I said 50,000, I think. That was the number that I said last night. Or I said, with some image of me said last night. And that's an important thing also. You know, you see yourself on video or something like that, and you see some mistake, and you can yell out, no, don't use that word, and can't hear it, because that image can't hear. Right? So again, like that story that Suleiman, did I tell you what Suleiman Yang said to me on the phone? You want to know? No. After he had this, quote, stroke that he had the other day, he said, you know, he was fine. He was telling the doctors, tell me what's wrong with me, and they were doing all this other stuff, and they weren't telling me what's wrong with him, and finally, you know, they tell him, you know, he was telling, tell me, I don't, you know, tell me, why aren't you telling me? He went to the hospital, and he made a phone call to his cousin. I guess maybe it was a doctor. And he told her what happened, and he couldn't understand, or another cousin. He couldn't understand why the person wasn't speaking to him, responding to him. Then he realized he couldn't hear. Couldn't hear. And so Suleiman, being the master of analogical and metaphorical thinking, you know, says, I realize it's like being on the other side of the veil. You see what's going on and you're speaking to your loved ones, you know, but they can't hear you at all. He put himself in the other position. It's like that. You know, watching last night, I say, well, you know, could have said that, could have said that. It doesn't make any difference. It's gone. So, anyway, take a moment and think about how many times your heart communicates with your brain, and your brain communicates with your heart every day over issues and situations and feelings and emotions and relationships and decisions. When someone's upset, you say, why are you upset? And I don't know. I don't know. Meaning, my mind doesn't know, but my heart knows something. I know I'm upset, but I don't know why. And according to a hadith, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the heart is the source of knowledge. How do you know that? I mean, that's factually true. He tells us that wrong actions cause inflammation, irritation in the heart. And the heart knows that. And wrong actions come from wrong intentions, which we know from another hadith. And when we do something against our hearts or against the heart of somebody else, we're actually acting against our own souls. That affects us to a huge degree. Our hearts become diseased, covered up, and we become sick. And we forget that there are two kinds of diseases. Just to know that the heart, with all of its beating and pumping and dynamism and activity, all of its power and force, is designed to be still, to be quiet, not stopped. Still, quiet, contemplative, peaceful. Well, because we know what happens when the heart stops. And there's a kind of disease that comes to us as a test by Allah that strengthens our iman. And then there's a kind of disease that's reflective of our wrong state of heart, of mind. So, just when somebody has some kind of heart disease, it doesn't mean that their heart is bad. It means that Allah may be very well giving a very strong person a movement toward deeper and more profound understanding and spirituality. But you can sure tell when you know a person by their actions is bad, like someone whose name I won't mention again. You can see how the heart is cold. So we have those examples. We live in a world today where we really fail to recognize when we look at the terrible things that are happening around us. And we refuse to look at ourselves. We wonder why all these things are happening in the world, whether it's in the Middle East or in Pakistan or in Darfur, or I don't have to list all of them. The miseries throughout Africa and AIDS and around the world and the terrible now bovine flu. Warning today, bovine flu. Bovine? Not bovine. Pig flu. Yeah, sorry. Pig flu. I know some of pig flu. Pig, is that what they call pig? Huh? Or, yeah, of course, pig flu. Now it's kind of going around and people are dying from it, you know? We look at we see the anger between nations and racial violence and human misunderstandings. And we ask, really sincerely, some of us ask with all sincerity, why is this happening? We have to come back to an understanding about ourselves. We bring the suffering of the world upon ourselves. We bring that misery and misunderstanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us clearly that He places some oppressors over other oppressors because of what their hands were earning. And the truth is trying to tell us that there is no oppression but what is created in irritated, closed, diseased, short-sighted minds and hearts. A still heart is the heart of a mu'min, a believer. A heart of generosity and compassion and kindness and love and self-sacrifice and effort. When there's oppression on this earth, it's the result of someone else being oppressed. And so we see clearly the actions that we saw in Gaza earlier this year are clearly the actions that we had seen before. Years before, decades before, we're going to see oppressors. Nobody likes to hear that. Politically not correct. And it's not being said against a religion. It's being just reflective about the way people tend to be. It's, you know, maybe you can call it the Stockholm Syndrome if you want. But there's no reason to believe that if there's no reason to believe, unless there are changes in people's hearts, that 50 years from now or 60 years from now, the situation won't be reversed. There's no reason to believe that. This cycle of time. So every one of us has some tendency toward heart disease, more or less, and we know we can medically test even a child at the age of 2 or 3 to find whether he or she has high cholesterol. It may be a sign of early heart disease. And we know it has something to do with the diet the person eats. Diet means what we consume, what we convert from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us into, from one form into another form. And again, it's a matter of choice. The thing that makes human beings distinctive. Do I want to eat a pound of cheese a day? Okay. My hand, nothing's stopping my hand from doing that. But what do I know about that? If life is not about converting ideas, thoughts, desires, or food into something sustainable and healthy and better, then I don't know why we were created. Life is about creating over, more and more a smooth, serious, balanced, resonant process, a seamless process of living in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Open-heartedly, healthily, lovingly, kindly, and we can see virtually, really, I should say, every day, that we, some of us have a chronic disease. From our own words, our own attitudes, our own actions, our own restraints or lack of restraints. And we strive. But Allah tells us that it's our intention and our striving that will be measured and judged. He doesn't, but notably, He does not tell us that just because I judge you by your intentions and your striving, that you cannot lengthen your life and have more time in this world to refine yourself. So, you may have the best of intentions, and you may get a great reward for that, but if you don't watch how you eat and how you act and everything, you may have only a short period of time in this world. And so when a mu'min is tried and tested, he or she responds with patience and perseverance most of the time, hopefully, a true mu'min all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives faith, victory to the one who is a believer, we're told. You know, when the Sahaba were oppressed in Mecca, for 13 years they remained non-violent, but within 23 years, Prophet was not only oppressed, but he had conquered the entire Arabian Peninsula, and all the people who previously oppressed him were seeking his mercy. And even though some of them deserved to be paid back with harsh punishment, and the special commission could have been called to investigate their actions during that period of time, he decided to go forward, to look forward. Not that he was forgiving them, so to speak, for their actions, but saying it was better to go forward. And this is the difference between a person whose heart is clear and pure than someone whose heart is impure and revengeful. The people who sometimes live or work on the high hill. And pure hearts oppress other hearts and oppress other people. Pure hearts, pure people forgive their oppressors and conquer by the power of the will of Allah. And what Muslims must recognize is that the only solution to the problems we have individually and collectively has to do with this purification of our hearts. And so if we want to work for justice, we have to work for the purification of hearts. How we work in and on our hearts individually, and how we encourage others to think and act from their hearts. We have to work with a sense of nearness to those who are near to Allah. We are believers. We have to be in the accompaniment of those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to do it with the love, the mayata hubbi, you know, with the accompaniment of love in our life. A very great blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave our hearts before He gave us our minds. Gave us our hearts before He gave us our minds. That He gave us this beating entity we call our hearts before He gave us reason and thought. And when we know how to turn our face, mutawajjih, and learn to contemplate what is good and right in this world, muraqabah, then we are using the techniques that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had gave the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave to the Sahaba, to the Imams, to the all the Briyan and the great Uliya, to our Shuyukh. These are the basics of all the basis of all the techniques and a prescription. A prescription for our heart disease. We go to the doctor gives us a prescription. They give us chemical medicine, or you can say, change your diet, change your exercise, reduce stress. I don't really want to give you all the chemical stuff. Try this first. But not neither. You can't force us to do either. Either take the medicine or do the exercise or change the diet. So it's left for us to take that responsibility. All of our great teachers come to our mind to speak about this. Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, radiyallahu anhu, Abu Hassan al-Shazi, Abu Hadi Naqshband, Ahmed Faruqi al-Hindi, and more and more and more, may Allah's blessing and peace be upon all of them, to remember Allah to purify our hearts by having a good nature in whatever we say and do, by acting with confidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us His madad. And to act as if we are a part of that message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to serve others with heart and with love. Inshallah, we remember this, we can continue this discussion at a time when we're not limited by the appropriate time for a Juma khutbah, but let's all try to remember it, inshallah. اللهم انصرنا في نفس خير الناصرين واستغفر لنا في نفس خير الرفاتهين واغفر لنا في نفس خير الغافرين وارحمنا في نفس خير الراحمين وارزقنا في نفس خير الرازقين واهدنا ونجنا من القوم الظالمين وهب لنا رهان تعبة فما هي في العلم كبشرنا علينا من خزائنه في رحمتك وحملنا بها أمر كرماتي والسلاماتي والأفياتي في الدين والدنيا والآخرة إنك كل شيء قدير. O Allah, You are the best to aid us and open us, and the best at opening and forgive us. You are the best at forgiving. Have mercy on us, and You are merciful, and provide for us, for You are the best of providers. And guide us and deliver us from the hands of the oppressors. And grant us a fair wind in accordance with Your knowledge wafted upon us from the treasures of Your mercy. And transport us by it on the convenience and conveyance of Your generosity with peace and well-being in our spiritual life and in our worldly life and in the final life. Truly, You have power over all things. Allahumma yasirana umrana maharati la kulubana ba'abadana wa salamati fil afirati fil dinana wa dinana wa nasalaku imanan Diamond, Unasalako Kalvin Hashian, Unasalako Ilman Nafian, Unasalako Dinan Kayaman, Unasalako Afiata Minkuli Balea, ونسألك تمام العافية فنسألك دعونا العافية ونسألك شكر الله العافية إنك على كل شيء قدير. Oh Allah, make the order easy for us with serenity in our hearts and our bodies and peace and well-being in our worldly life and our spiritual lives. And we beseech you for faith that is everlasting, and we beseech you for a submissive heart, and we beseech you for knowledge that is beneficial, and we beseech you for certainty that is genuine, and we beseech you for a religion that is straight, and we beseech you for well-being free from every affliction, and we beseech you for well-being free from every affliction. And we beseech you for complete well-being, and we beseech you for continual well-being, and we beseech you for thankfulness for that well-being. Allahumma wa sfira wujun hana bi nuri sifati wa alikna wa bashirna yam yaqiyamati ba'ina awliya'alika wa yaja'al yadika mabsutana alayna wa ala ahlana wa ma ma'ana bi rahmatika wa kunmana sahiban fi safarina وكلفات في أهلنا واتميس على وجه أدنى ومساقهم على مكاناتهم فلا يستأونا مدي الله ولا ماجي علينا ونمال مجيب ونمال مجيب ومنال ونمال مجيب. O Allah, make our faces shine with the light of your attributes and make us laugh and rejoice on the resurrection day among your friends, and make your hand to be spread open upon us, our families, our children, and those who are with us by your mercy. Be our companion in our travels and guardian in our family, and efface the faces of our enemies and freeze them in their places so that they are unable to go or come against us. O most gracious responder, O Allah, there are those who are ill and among us and those who are in need, and we ask you for your shifat for them. O Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma salli wa sallim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi wa na'maduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Nashhadu an la ilaha illahu wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluh. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala al-jami'i al-anbiya wal mursalin wa ala malakati al-mukarrabin wa awliyai al-salihin mujahidin fa'idin bi rahmatika ya rahmanur rahimin. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المبين ما إن لله ملكاته يصلون إلى النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد اللهم وارد وسائتنا على الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بخرين وصديقي وعمر وفاروقي وعثمان نورين وعلى سيدنا الإمام علي كرم الله وجهه ورد اللهم عن سيدنا الحسن وسيدنا الحسين وعن أمهما سيدتي فاطمة الزهراء وعن لي بيت الكرام عن أزواجي ونبياتك طهراتي ومهات المؤمنين وصحاباتي الصالحين وتابعين وتابعيهم وعبادي الله المخلصين الإسلامين وإمامين وإحسانين وعمدين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وذكر الله أكبر. أقيموا الصلاة. Here's my dad for the girls who may be having their final examinations this coming week, and inshallah sees you through that well and gives you the opportunities and the blessings that you seek most deeply in your heart, and gives you a good path to walk on, inshallah, in this new doorway in your lives, inshallah. And safety for those who will be traveling today and this week, of Hassan and his wife, and whatever your name is, Abdel Nasser, and Musa and Rabia, traveling this weekend, and those coming down to visit us, may get safety and care, and they're coming and going, inshallah, and I think also we may be going somewhere, inshallah, and prepare us for the weeks to come, and the challenges ahead, and the blessings ahead, inshallah.